One has to wonder why the Lord Jesus Christ called the assembly of the Jews the synagogue of Satan. Is it because the synagogue uses the very same methods as Satan himself to achieve its aims? I grew up as a Jew, and it was instilled in me from a child that regardless of the methods used, Jewry was to gain the upper hand in dealing with the Gentiles. And every sermon that the rabbi gave was a sermon on politics of the day, not on the Bible. You see, political activism, whether it was the civil rights movement of the 60s or lobbying for Israel today, is the key component of Jewry's quest to rule over the Gentiles, and its hub of operations is the synagogue itself. That's why Jewish Senator Joseph Lieberman worked the synagogue circuit in the last presidential elections. And just last month, Jewish neocon leader William Kristol spoke at B'nai Jeshurun Synagogue in Manhattan, boasting of how the neocons purged the Republican Party of all of Israel's critics. Now, the two main Jewish lobbies, AIPAC and the ADL, appear on the surface to have limited missions: lobbying for Israel and preventing anti-Semitism. Why then does AIPAC agitate for wars around the globe and the ADL promote homosexuality in public schools? It's because their agendas move far beyond their stated missions, and their syndicate has grown into a full-blown beast that undermines the democratic process. For if a political leader like Senator Charles Percy or Congressman Paul Finley goes on the offensive resisting the Zionist agenda, the Jewish lobby will prop up and fund an opposing candidate, and the Jewish-owned press will smear the offender. The secrets of the synagogue thus revealed as working behind the scenes. Is it any wonder, then, that the major committees on Capitol Hill are chaired by Jews, and that both the Republican and Democratic Party are fully in Jewry's hands? We don't have a democracy in America. We have a one-party system ruled by the synagogue. For apparently, Judaism operates more like a political party than it does a creed. In the Holy Gospel's narration of the temptation of Christ, Satan put before him three offers: offers of possession, prestige, and power. Jewry today abounds in all three: abundant wealth, lavish honors, and vast political power. "My kingdom is not of this world," Christ answered Satan, but the synagogue has established an earthly kingdom, a political reign that is indeed of this world. This is why Jewry fears Vladimir Putin, for in his love for Holy Russia, he is reviving the Orthodox Church, leaving the synagogue bereft of power and influence. Yet the secrets of the synagogue are fully armed to do everything possible, regardless of the methods used, to prevent patriotism and religion from threatening its role here in America. For as it is in Putin's Russia, only by love of God and country can the synagogue be stopped.